Welcome to Hammer Dad!
Dad!
Number one sports betting show coming out of the Pat McAfee Incorporated offices. I am Tony.
Had a baby tone.
That's Papa Gumpino.
Jesus.
Kill him.
Eliminate him.
Bearded Wander, Canadian sensation.
Good day, Tony.
Raldi's in the back.
How we doing? How we doing?
What's up? Mitt's in the back.
Hey, Tony, what's up?
Hi, Mitt, how are you?
Doing really good. We got football tonight.
Football what?
Football.
We had football on last night. Motherfucking analytics.
I mean, we talked about it. We knew that was going to happen. We literally said it on this show that fucking Bucks were going to get backdoored for no reason.
Underhit, though.
It did?
Never a doubt. Just kidding, there was 24 points in the first quarter.
Yeah, bit of a sweat there.
Memphis won and covered. South Alabama won and covered.
Yep.
For those of you that weren't paying attention. Under 3.5, first five. Dodgers. Giants. The dreaded fifth inning run. Tough. It was tough. And then a 2-1 to end the game. On a check swing. So.
I mean...
Huh. I mean, I knew you were going to be all fired up about that.
You just can't do it. And it's not like, I know everyone thinks, oh, yeah, you hate the Dodgers. It does not matter who I hate. Anybody's season in Major League Baseball should not end that way.
I agree. 1,000%.
And there was no reason to make that call.
Should be a reviewable call.
Yeah, if you're an ump, like, I just don't get why you want to make that call.
Who knows?
Like, you can always veer on the safe side. If he said he didn't swing, there would have been no blowback.
You're right.
But had to be the guy.
Had to be the guy.
It was his moment.
So now,
it was about him.
So now we got Dodgers, Braves, Sox, Stros. Sox, Stros is tonight.
So Braves are home even though Dodgers had the better record?
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah, the same reason why the Dodgers were in the wild card. Because they didn't win the division.
Who the hell are they going to throw game one?
Fucking, what's his name? Gonsolin.
Evel Knievel?
Gonsolin. I don't know. I forgot to mention, picks Friday. Mitt, what do we do on Friday?
We give out picks, Tony.
Make picks. We have college football. We have NFL. We have baseball. We have hockey. We have... Hold on.
You Wait son for of it. A bitch.
Wait for it.
You son of a bitch.
We have NASCAR.
You son of a
We've
bitch.
We've got footy.
There you go.
No UFC.
Again? I'm getting hungry on the weekend.
Getting so hungry for the
boost.
UFC.
No fucking booze. I'm supposed to eat out here.
All right, let's get it started. Where are we starting? What sport, Mitt, you pick?
College football.
College football. All right. How many you got?
Me?
Yep.
I didn't count mine.
Okay.
I got a lot.
Okay. Bal, how many you got?
8 or 9.
Okay, me too. I'll start it off. Under 49.5 in Nebraska and Minnesota. Really good trends going that direction for these two teams. Minnesota's down to their third string running back. Nebraska, potential letdown after a Michigan game this weekend, maybe, or the tough Michigan game last weekend. So I like the under 48.5 in Nebraska and Minnesota.
Is the snake oil ran out?
I don't know.
Or
they
is
play,
it still leaking?
It's leaking.
Nebraska's been playing good ball.
Nebraska's been playing very good ball.
Fucking Martinez.
This might be... This is a worry about letdown week in college football.
All right.
How do you... Okay, you're first. Go.
I'm starting with tonight. I'm taking fucking the orange.
Oh.
Plus 13.5. 5-1 ATS. 3-1 ATS at home. 5-2 ATS last seven Friday games. Clemson 0-5 ATS this year. 2-5 ATS their last seven versus Syracuse.
Speaking of tonight... Not official picks, but I had leans to the under in Clemson, Cuse, and San Diego State, San Jose State.
Come on, Orange.
Mitt,
We got tonight, we got Colgate versus Cornell Big Red, the over of 35.5, Tony. This has gone over 35.5 in every single game Colgate has played.
35.5 is this the total?
Is that first half?
No, it's this is full game match total points.
I may have to take the under just because. But I won't. I don't know anything about Colgate or Cornell.
Big Red?
I'm going to lay the 2 on the road. Actually, I mean, I got it 1.5 earlier this week, but it's 2 now. Rutgers at Northwestern.
I see your Rutgers minus 2. And I will raise you.
Rutgers money line!
Yeah, come on.
This one's for Tony.
It's a get right game for
this
Rutgers.
This one's for Tony, okay? New Jersey versus Chicago.
2-0 ATS on the road this year.
Yep.
7-0 ATS their last 7 road games.
Uh-huh.
7-1 ATS their last 8 as good a trends. Favorite. I mean, come on.
Mick, go ahead.
It's time for one. It's time.
I'm staying with tonight. I'm going the over of the San Jose State game.
I mean, I didn't take it as an official, but good luck, dude. What's that, 41?
40.5.
Yeah, Jesus. I'm sure it is. Speaking of unders, 44.5, Kentucky and Georgia. Two good defenses, slower tempos. Let's play a tight, low scoring ball game, boys.
All right.
Okay.
I like it.
Go ahead.
Arkansas minus 3.5.
Woo!
5-1 ATS this year. 3-0 ATS at home. 7-1 ATS their last 8. Auburn 1-6 ATS their last 7 as a dog. I think that's numbers way too low for Arkansas.
Okay, Mitt.
We're going to go with Michigan State minus 3.5 at IU. My voice sounds like shit, but the Hoosiers have also been playing like shit this year. And Michigan State, I don't know why I hadn't hopped on them sooner.
Michigan State's had a good, great year so far. Really, really good year. Penix is at? IU off of a bye. It's an interesting spot. That line stinks.
I wanted to stay away from it, but at 3.5, I had to take it.
Okay.
Yeah.
I got an under for Purdue and Iowa. Purdue doesn't score. Iowa doesn't give up points. Iowa also doesn't score points.
Don't let Petras get hot.
Under 43 there.
Petras might put up 50 piece by himself.
What do you got?
Enter Sandman.
Yes.
+5 at home against Pittsburgh. Underdog in this matchup, 10-3 ATS last 13. Home team in this matchup, 8-2 ATS last 10. Virginia Tech, 5-1 ATS, their last 6 as a home dog. 7-3 ATS, their last 10 as a home dog. Or just as an underdog. And I, yeah, it's just, that place is fucking insane.
Mitt, go ahead.
They almost beat Notre Dame.
Really?
So yeah. I think that's a good number.
We got a UCF at Cincinnati over 56.5 here, Tony. Just expecting a bunch of offense from both of these teams.
UAB and USM under 43.5. You don't need to hear about why. They're good on defense. Go ahead.
UCLA +1.5 at Washington.
Ooh.
UCLA 2-0 ATS on the road. 4-0 ATS last 4 road games. And anything you want to know about the Huskies against the spread is absolutely terrible.
Yep.
They've covered 1-7. They've covered 1-5 last home games.
Yeah.
Covered 1-5 their last 5 as a home favorite. So, yeah, I like UCLA. They've had a few bad losses lately, but I think they're better than Washington.
Mick, go ahead.
I really like that. I'm taking that as a pick. And as well, I'm taking Texas minus the 4.5. Oklahoma State is going in there. I think they're going to bounce back big this week. Big week for Texas.
I wanted that one bad. It was on the original card.
I like it.
It was there.
See, mine was the opposite way on the original card, and I decided to stay away both sides.
Oklahoma State has Texas's number of late, but I don't think this is the same old Texas.
Game I hate, but I'm going to do it anyways. Even though we have said we're not going to bet this fucking team ever again, North Carolina.
Yeah.
With a terrible number.
What do you got?
-7.5.
Oh, you're telling that. I mean, 6.5 was nice.
Did you get it at 6.5?
Yeah. I'm not laying 7.5. I'm not laying over a touchdown, even if it's against Dick Diaz.
No, I don't want to either.
I'm not doing it. I mean, the Hurricanes are, a dumpster fire. If there was ever a time for UNC to show up, this is the game.
Listen, I hate that fucking number, but that's what it's at right now, and that's all I saw it at. So 7.5, North Carolina. Gave it to me.
There you go.
Motherfucker. Go ahead.
Rutgers, I said. Yep. Oh, Arizona State. A pick 'em at Utah.
Yeah.
Sun Devils are hot, hot, hot.
Very hot. I was leaning to Arizona State. The only reason I didn't is because Utah's played well the last 2 weeks, and I like them preseason.
Yeah.
So I didn't know if they found something, so I stayed away. But I mean, like Arizona State.
Yeah, you put Herm Edwards and fucking Big Marv on the same sidelines. Oh, yeah. You're going to have success.
Great defense. They are great on defense. Yeah. Mick, go ahead.
We're going to go Baylor minus the 5.5, BYU at Baylor.
Okay.
I'm with you.
Because you hate BYU or?
Yeah, you could say this is kind of a homer pick. I do like picking against BYU. I also do, for some reason, like picking Baylor against the spread this year. I just think they're better than 5.5. I think they cover the 5.5.
Okay.
I'm with Mitt on that one, too.
Okay. I got Toledo minus 4.5 versus Ooh. Central Michigan.
CMU.
I love Toledo. I've loved them all year. They've had some disappointing losses, but I like them in this spot. Go ahead, Paul. Anything else?
I'm cooked.
Okay.
I'm cooked.
You good? You got anything else?
I got one more. Alabama minus 16.5 Mississippi State.
I also am taking Alabama minus 16.5.
Oh, I also doubled down, took them at 17.5.
I fucking hate it.
Surprised. That was contrary to popular belief. That's that.
In the Nick Saban era, Alabama, after a loss in the regular season, is 2-10 ATS.
What the fuck?
91% of the money's on Bama. I fucking hate this pick.
Oh, fuck this shit.
It's about as square as it gets, but I'm doing it. Doing it anyways. Just don't take that. Or maybe. And then I'm also playing the under 46.5 in Arizona and Colorado. Neither can score. And then Colorado State, again, a terrible, terrible number. Minus 10.5 versus New Mexico.
All right.
Good luck. Good luck on that. Hated the board this week.
I didn't mind the college. The NFL.
I hated the fucking college board this week. Speaking of NFL and hating the board, let's roll to it. Dolphins at Jags. The number is 3. I'm staying away.
I'm worried about Xavier Howard being out.
And Devontae.
I mean, he didn't play last week. Yeah. He hardly ever plays. Same as Fuller. Good thing we traded Grant. That was smart. I'll lay the 3.
Okay. Mitt, anything here? Nick, anything here?
I'm throwing 3 with the Dolphins. I do think that the Jacksonville Jaguars are going to be just as bad this year as they were last year.
Okay.
You couldn't pay me to wake up and watch this suck bowl. All right. Having said that, I will be up. I will watch
it. We will.
And I'm going to stay away from it.
Texans are at the Colts. The number's 10. I'll stay away.
No, thank you.
Anyone on the fighting days?
I'm going to end up betting this game because I'm going to end up watching it. Taking the fighting days plus the 10.
Yes!
Not taking the money line. Usually I sprinkle a little bit money line fighting days.
I'm going to mix them in a teaser. That's for sure.
Okay. Colts, you mean? Or the Fighting Daves.
The Daves.
You're going up.
Another teaser-worthy game. Packers, Bears. Packers are minus 6 on the road. You can get them down to the money line if you want to tease it. I'm staying away. I think Gumpy's on this game.
Yeah, I got this at 4.5. I'd lay it at 6.
Okay.
I don't think...
Bears have injury issues.
Yeah, and it's just fucking Rodgers against the Bears. It just feels like one of those games.
Back?
Give me the pack.
I'm not touching this game.
I have the under in this game. I'm going to stick with it. Packers and Bears under 44.5 for me. Chiefs at football team, 6.5 is the number, 54.5 is the total. I'm out. You on this?
Hell yeah.
Okay.
Tony.
Take the Chiefs. Go ahead. You two take the Chiefs.
Chiefs Tony. Minus 6.5.
This is a scandal game.
You're right. Football team plays in a lot of scandal games.
Yeah.
You're right. It is a scandal game.
I mean,
but it's also a number retiring game.
Yeah. I am worried about... I mean, we all know what the Chiefs are missing. We don't have to say what it is. We all know. I know. You know. All know what this Chiefs team is missing. If the Chiefs lose this game, like, that could be...
It's not a good start.
I mean, we're getting close with the way that division's going. They could be done.
Yeah.
So I think the Chiefs bounce back here for whatever fucking reason.
If we're thinking it's going to be a shootout, I want to be on the Chiefs side of the shootout.
I agree. I think that's a very good point.
I don't get how this... I guess Washington won the division at 8-8 last night or last year.
Yeah.
And we just thought they were... I guess they aren't
their,
that
their
good.
Their defense was good last year, though.
Yeah.
Their defense does stink this year, and that is why I'm taking the Chiefs minus the 6.5.
I was going to ask what side of the hype boys were on. Vikings at Panthers. The line's 2.5. Panthers are home pups. 45.5 is the total. I have the under 45.5 in this game. Anyone else?
I will die again with this fucking Panthers team. I don't know. Something about this team. They just fuck can't put... I mean, Minnesota can't put teams away either. They let Lions can't. Hang around. So
no.
I think at 2.5, I'll take the home pup here.
I'm taking the Vikings here. I've been taking them this year. They've let me down a little bit, but I've been positive on them, so I like them.
Okay. Chargers at the Ravens. It's 2.5, which is a good number for the Ravens if you want it. I'm just going to watch this one.
I'm taking the Chargers.
Okay.
Yeah. Chargers at 3, Chargers at 2.5, whatever you want to take them at. I think the Chargers win this game. Ravens on a short week.
Yeah.
This Chargers team is going right now.
They are.
They beat the Browns. They beat the Chiefs.
Mm-hmm.
I think they beat the Ravens.
Okay. Bengals at the Lions. The line is at 3.5, and that has not budged a fucking centimeter.
Something fishy about this fucking
very, game. Very fishy.
Yeah.
Fucking hook, line, and sinker.
But it doesn't, none of it makes sense. Like, I feel like everyone should be on the Bengals, and they're not.
I mean, it's at home. No, like, MCDC hasn't gotten a win yet. They played good. I can see them competing. I'm taking the over of 47. On.
You say the Lions have played good?
That's what we said.
I said they've been competing. I followed it up with they've been competing. They really have not been playing good at all, but all
right.
They've been in games.
Yeah, for sure. They have competed.
Give me this is like, as someone who hosts the betting show, like taking 7.5 and 10.5 and now 3.5 is not something I should be doing.
You're taking the fucking...
I'm taking Bengals minus the 3.5.
Taking the fucking Rule the Jungle, boys?
I'm taking the Bengals minus 3.5.
I'm going to do it.
Actually,
with
when I bet them, I alternate spreaded it to minus 2.5 because I'm not a complete idiot.
Well, I'm going to be an idiot. I'm going to take him at 3.5. Until Joe Burrow gives me reason to doubt him, huh?
Okay. I'm with you. I hear you.
I'll stay away.
Rams are minus 8 against the Giants. I'm going to stay away from that game.
Yeah, good fucking luck. I ain't touching that one.
Give me the Rams.
Okay.
Giants are dead, aren't they? Everybody's dead.
Yeah.
Their entire starting offense is dead.
Hey, pretty much. You get let Tony get loose.
He's questionable.
He's questionable?
Yeah, he heard it. Yeah, he got hurt last week.
Punching that guy?
No, he hurt his ankle.
He broke his hand.
He's loose. He gets loose.
Cardinals are at the Browns. It's down to 3 because of Chubb being out. I'm still going to take the Browns at minus 3.
I missed it.
I've been going back and forth on this game all fucking week. I was on the Cardinals all week. Until Chandler Jones.
I'll take the Browns.
Yeah, Hunt's been getting the ball. I would wait on this one.
You think it'll keep coming down?
I think he might get the Browns at 2.5.
Maybe.
I think.
I mean, it was steady at 3.5, yeah. But the Chubb being out.
Especially if Jarvis plays. If Jarvis plays, I will jump all over the Browns.
Yeah, I'll take the Brownies. Fuck it.
I took the Arizona Cardinals plus the 3.5. Not money line, just 3.5.
Okay. Next game is Raiders Broncos scandal / interim coach game. And we're staying away.
What's it at?
4.
Broncos have looked like shit. They still got everybody out?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're pretty banged up still.
Raiders missing anybody?
I'm sure they are, but not that, like nothing that I know of.
How many players can you name on the Raiders?
Quite a bit.
Who was the 1983 quarterback for the Vegas Raiders, man?
No, that's my point. How many players can anybody name on the Raiders? No one.
Ruggs, stink. Brian Edwards, Waller, Renfro, Jacobs.
Alex Leatherwood.
Leatherwood's playing great.
There's a bunch of them. We just choose not to. I'm going to keep testing our scandal theory, and I'm going to go with the Broncos just because of the scandal game.
I think I am too. I don't think the Raiders, maybe next week. I don't think there's been enough time to fucking rally the troops.
Yeah.
And also, like I said, Derek Carr's fucking press conference showed me that he's still fucking playing for Coach Gruden, it feels like.
Yeah.
Cowboys are 3-point faves going to New England. Obviously, Bill is incredible as a home dog. I just don't think the Patriots can keep up on offense. So I'm going to take the Cowboys -3. I could be wrong. Could be fucking wrong here, but that's what we're going with.
Yeah, I feel the same way, to be honest. I don't like that I feel that way, but I'm doing it.
Yeah. Gumby? Nothing? Mitt?
Oh, I'm taking the Cowboys. Yeah. Cowboys -3, Cowboys -7. Jesus. Let's go. All
right. Seahawks are at the Steelers, 5.5. Nothing here.
If there was a side, I would take the points with the Seahawks.
Yeah, I would too.
Take the points.
Take the points. Mitt, anything on that one?
I wanted to take the Steelers -5.5, and then I just decided to stay away from the whole game, which I'm probably going to end up betting the over.
Okay. Nick, 3 hockey games tonight. Blackhawks, Devils, Canucks, Flyers, Wild, Ducks. You got anything on these?
Yeah, we're going to try and get right tonight after
get right, last get
night.
Right.
We took a lot of chances last night, and I'll say it again. And when I say I'm taking a chance, you don't have to follow along. We're taking chances. So we're taking a chance again on the Chicago Blackhawks.
Fool me once.
This fucking team.
Fleury's not playing.
Good.
Kevin Lankinen's in. He had a decent run with them last season. Fleury's going to play Saturday night, it seems like, back in Pittsburgh.
Oh, shit.
Could potentially be Flowers' last game.
Appointment viewing.
But I'm going to go with the Blackhawks tonight at New Jersey. This is New Jersey's home opener. Chicago's +116.
Okay.
The Canucks are coming to town to Philly. Philly's home opener. I'm going to go with the Flyers at -156 on home ice. And this next one, the Ducks got us a win the other night.
Wild.
Johnny Gibson, the goalie, coming out there taking some penalties. He's got like 35 penalty minutes, 14 of them are in home openers. Pretty wild, emotions are running high. Mm-hmm. But they got their backup in tonight. They're at home against Minnesota. I'm gonna go Minnesota, the heavy favorite, at -178.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. On record, let me just say I apologize for not doing enough research into last night's matchup between the Arizona Coyotes and the Columbus Blue Jackets. Columbus honored their goalie prospect, Matisse Kivlenix. They fucking pounded the Coyotes 8-2.
Death game.
We were taking a chance on that one. Didn't realize it was considered a death game.
Yep.
And we paid dearly for it.
That's all right. Shit happens. Tonight in Houston, Red Sox are traveling to the Stros. Stros are the favorites. Over-under is 8.5. What I'll say about this game is I don't like Sale or Valdez. And I like both bats. I might take the over 8.5.
If I was betting this game, that's where I would go.
I think I'm going to do that. I don't like taking it over. But so, like, I'd like to stay away from this game, but it's not. We're Friday. Friday we make picks. Friday we make picks.
Attaboy.
Give me the over 8.5 in Stros and Sox.
Proud of you, Tony.
Thank you, man.
We're going to get a vintage Sale at some point. Have to.
You think tonight's the night?
If there was ever a time.
Do you think tonight's the night?
If there was ever a time, tonight would be the time.
Okay. So you're taking the Sox?
I'm not. When I bet on the Red Sox, it just does not go well.
So we're not. You're not doing it.
No, thank you.
I respect your decision.
Yeah. I don't need to fucking risk anything on what's happening with this Sox team.
I respect your decision. I really do.
Yeah.
Okay. I just want to see something real quick because I lost the info. Astros versus lefties at home. They're actually 16th. Sox versus righties. Is Framber ready?
Yeah.
Yeah. At home. Or sorry, the Sox are away. Also in the middle of the pack. Maybe my under's a terrible play. Or my over's a terrible play.
Nah.
We'll see.
Valdez gives up runs. Sale's been giving up runs. It's
Houston normally hits at home.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's a big fucking game.
Big game. Big game. 8 o'clock tonight. Footy.
Yes, sir.
Give it to us.
Where are we here? EPL. Wolverhampton, double chance at Aston Villa. Wolverhampton's won two straight, 3 of 4. I think they've been playing well this year. They just came up against some good teams. This one I do not like, but I got to do it. Both Man U center backs are out, starting center backs.
Yeah.
Leicester hasn't won in 4. They've looked like shit. But they're double chance at home, minus 130. I'm taking that.
Okay.
Leeds draw no bet at Southampton. Southampton haven't won all season. Leeds is plus money on draw no bet. Leeds is a good squad. Bundesliga, Frankfurt money line versus Hertha Berlin. Frankfurt started slow. They won their last game coming around. Hertha's lost 2 straight. Union Berlin draw no bet versus Wolfsburg. Wolfsburg started off hot. They now haven't won in 3, lost 2 straight. Berlin's won 2 straight. They've been solid all year. Okay. Another one I don't love, but Freiburg double chance versus RB Leipzig. Leipzig's won 2 straight, but Freiburg also won 2 straight, and they haven't lost all year, so they are off to a hot start. Another double chance at home there. Ligue 1, Lille moneyline at Clermont. Clermont haven't won in 7. Lille's won 3 straight after a slow start. Mm-hmm. Monaco double chance at Lyon. Lyon haven't won in 2. Monaco's won 3 straight. And then the last one for tomorrow, Serie A. Inter Milan draw no bet at Lazio. Lazio, they've won 1 of 6,
yeah,
which is surprising. They're usually very good. Inter hasn't lost this year, so them at draw no bet. I would even, if draw no bet isn't that good of value anymore, I would take the money line.
Okay. Thank you for those.
Yes, sir.
You'll tweet out Sunday.
Yeah, for sure.
And if Nick has any NHL over the weekend, he'll tweet him out.
For sure. Yeah.
Maybe.
Maybe. I just like to say that, just to, you know, hold your feet to the fire.
No, I got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. I got 12 for Sunday.
Sorry, I was just looking at injury reports coming out. Devin Bush, Cam Sutton, James Washington, Chase Claypool, all good to go for Sunday.
Fuck yeah, dude.
Fuck yeah. All right, let's look at the boost. MLB over 7.5 in the Sox to win. +330.
+330.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll take that.
Schwarber or Jordan Alvarez to hit a home run. Maybe.
What's it at?
+170.
Yeah, it's not that great.
Man United and Man City both to win, which
no, thank
sounds
you.
Like no for you. Devils and Flyers both to win sounds like a no for you.
Nah, but I mean, if you're feeling frisky.
One that I do love. Chase Elliott or Joey Logano to finish in the top 3.
Chase.
We're talking racing.
Yeah, we're talking rubbing and racing. Because if you ain't rubbing, you ain't racing.
So that's the truth.
Chase Elliott or Joey Logano to finish in the top 3 is +140.
It's a good bet.
That's something I'll sprinkle on.
That is a good bet.
Okay. NFL. Let's just rattle off your NFL real quick. I had Minnesota and Carolina under, Cincy -3.5. If you could buy a point, do it. Browns -3, Pack and Bears under, Raiders and Broncos under. I don't think I said that on the show. And then the boys -3.
Dolphins -3, Packers -4.5, Panthers +2.5, Chargers +3, Browns -3. Chiefs -6.5 and Broncos -4.
Okay. Are we good? Everyone good? Everyone got their picks out there?
What do you got, Mitt?
NFL, we got the Miami Dolphins -3, the over in the Bengals-Lions game, the Cardinals +3.5, the Broncos -4, the boys -3 in New England. And we're going to take the Houston Texans +10 and the Kansas City Chiefs -6.5.
Fighting Daves.
Attaboy, Mitt.
Fighting Daves. Mitt. All right. That was Picks Friday. I feel like we've talked a lot today. What?
You have.
I've talked a lot. Too much. Way too much. No, sorry. Mitt broke the phones.
Damn it.
Sorry.
Bird pooped on the phones.
Bird did poop on the phones.
We can't thank you guys enough for watching and everything you do for the show. We appreciate you guys so much. Good luck this weekend with all of your picks. As always, send us the winners at Hammered Down on Twitter and Instagram. We retweet those.
Yes, sir.
Guess what? If you're if you send us a screenshot of winners from a different book other than FanDuel, those will not be retweeted.
Unfortunately.
I won't even fucking respond to you.
Why is PJ Fleck trendy?
I don't know. I looked and I couldn't find why.
Would you like to hear the...
I've seen them all. It's just a bunch of jokes about PJ Fleck.
PJ Fleck likes carpet in his bathroom. Mm-hmm. PJ Fleck tucks his shirt into his underwear. Mm-hmm. PJ Fleck has a Forever 21 credit card. PJ Fleck drinks Ruby Grapefruit White Claw.
What's wrong with that?
Yeah, what the fuck?
PJ Fleck takes the urinal right next to you when they're all open. PJ Fleck wears a mask while driving. Mm-hmm. What's going on?
I don't know. I have no idea what's happening.
Well, after reading those tweets, I will take Nebraska -3.5.
Hey, Eric Brond. We didn't skip Bills Titans. It's a Monday. We will, as we always do on Monday, preview the Monday Night Football game. Right, Pa?
Always.
We always do it every Monday.
I mean, what? I'm taking the Bills, but yeah.
Ooh.
Well, if that thing goes up, if it gets to 7, I will take the Titans. I haven't studied it,
so I don't know what to say. Remember last week when the Bills were supposed, or last year when the Bills were supposed to go into Nashville and blow the Titans out because the Titans didn't practice at all because mm-hmm. they had COVID, and then the Titans blew out the Bills? That was wild.
Yeah, they let down the shield.
They did let down the shield.
Don't worry, I remember.
You do remember.
I remember.
Just like you remembered that analytics would fuck us +7, -7 last night because Tom passes bedtime. Won't score any points in the second half. Thanks, Tom.
That was such a shit. I mean, one like that, though, you can, you know, you were on the right side.
I've seen this asshole Steamy Ray Vaughn say today twice that my favorite NHL team is the Panthers. It's not the Panthers. It's a fucking Kraken in the Pens, dude. Get it right. Pay the price.
Might be saying that because the Panthers did beat the Penguins last night.
Oh, shit.
In OT.
In OT?
But fucking JC got his 100th goal.
400th.
400th goal.
100th guy's been in the league for like 20 years. Five a year.
Hey, no Crosby. No Malkin.
The boys were up, weren't they?
They were up 4-2.
Was Jari in that again?
I fucking turned it off.
No, DeSmith was in. But hey, they got the loser point. They three out of a possible 4 points on a road trip to Tampa and Florida. That's a great trip.
It's a good trip. Take it every time. I turned it off when it was 4-2, so.
That was the right move. They should have closed that out. They did not. Not as bad as what Detroit did.
Some mutt fucking tweeted me when the Red Wings were up. Oh, thought it was a shit city with a shit team. Guess what? You stink. You lost. Good luck.
God bless.
Hammer.
Dad.